Rosie could so easily lose her heart. Maybe she'd already given him a tiny piece of her heart, especially when she watched him in unguarded moments like this with the boys. He hadn't yet changed into his tux and was still dressed in jeans and t-shirt that showcased every rippling muscle. He was a vision of rough, raw, sexy power, accentuated by blue eyes and dark blonde hair worn short, as if he'd never completely left the military behind. He could see right into you with those eyes, or right through you as though you didn't exist. Rosie longed for him to look at her, really look at her, to see what was on the inside. He made her warm all over. He made her aware of every beat of her heart. He made her want to trust a man again. Just then, the peacock stretched out his long neck and pecked the bit of bread from Jorge's hand. Rosie's little boy wriggled with delight, pressing his lips together to suppress the squeal of joy dying to get out. Gideon smiled his approval, ruffling Jorge's hair. Then he urged Noah forward, his nephew all big eyes and wonder as the peacock grabbed the bread out of his hand, too. It didn't matter that Ari wasn't Noah's birth mom. Gideon treated him like he was his own blood. No one ever used the word stepson. Ari was simply Noah's mom, Gideon was his uncle, and Matt was his dad. There was so much love among them all, it made Rosie gooey on the inside. Ari and Matt had decided to have their wedding at the petting zoo and open-air puppet theater in San Jose because it was Noah's favorite spot. They'd rented the whole park for the day, and the wedding itself would take place on the stage. Rosie and Gideon were currently in charge of Noah, while Ari was getting ready in the bridal tent. Rosie, as maid of honor, would need to get herself ready soon, but there had been so many last-minute things to check on. She wanted everything to be absolutely perfect, and she knew that Gideon, who would be giving Ari away, wanted perfection just as much for his sister's big day. With the docent looking on, Gideon showed Noah and Jorge how to carefully stretch out a hand to pet the peacock's brilliant blue neck. The boys were clearly awed by the bird's magnificence, by his feathers, by the way he ate from their hands and let them touch him. Though Gideon was 10 years older, Ari claimed that when they were kids, he'd never treated her like she was an annoying pest. Instead, he'd played games with her, taken her to the park, made her laugh until her stomach hurt. Rosie supposed that because their mom had been an addict, Gideon had grown up fast, taking care of the two of them. When he was 18, he'd enlisted in the army, wanting to make enough money to help Ari and their mom with living expenses. But he couldn't have predicted their mother would move them around so much that he'd lose track of them, or that he wouldn't get notification of their mom's death until she'd been gone 6 months. By then, finding Ari while stationed in the Middle East had been impossible. Despite searching for her after he got out, it had taken 16 years since the day he'd joined up for them to find each other again, after Matt had hired a private investigator to find Ari's long-lost brother. Rosie would have loved Matt just for that, even if he wasn't such a great guy on top of it. The fact that he was a billionaire, along with his four best friends, the Mavericks, was irrelevant. Although, she thought with a small smile, she wasn't going to lie and say she hadn't enjoyed flying on his private plane last month.
"Sorry I haven't been helping you take care of the final wedding details," Gideon said, his deep voice surprising her.
Rosie had been so lost in her thoughts, she hadn't realized Gideon had left the boys with the docent, who was explaining about pea chicks and peacocks and peahens to her rapt audience.
"The boys were so excited about the animals," he added. "I wanted to get them started."
"I'm glad you did." She turned to smile at him. "And I haven't needed any help. Fortunately, the caterers are great. They've got everything set out the way Ari wanted." Gideon was so tall, broad-shouldered, and powerfully muscled that being this close to him made her shivery inside, her breath catching as her heart beat fast enough for her to feel her pulse in her fingertips. There was that ancient cliche, "He stole my breath." That's what Gideon did.